Story today from the Daily Telegraph and Courier Mail from Daniel Mears, the national political reporter, that Clive Palmer might be reneging on a written deal that he has with Scott Morrison. Now, we went to that yesterday, Scott Morrison announcing what he would be tabling in relation to the temporary protection visas, but the unpredictable Clive Palmer and his pups were last night expected to renege on a written agreement to support the government's reintroduction of temporary protection visas that would free more than 400 children from Christmas Island potentially by Christmas. The government was last night working overtime to avoid another embarrassing defeat in the Senate on the back of landmark higher education reforms being blocked and no way of the $7 GP co-payment being passed either. Now, it's very simple in relation to all this. Christopher Pyne went through this education reform, the higher education reform, with Alan Jones this morning. It's the most instructive interview. It'll be on the podcast. I listened to it. And you need to listen to it yourself to have a better understanding of what they're trying to achieve here. And Glenn Lazarus, who was one of the most feared front rowers to play rugby league, is showing himself to be a complete novice when it comes to politics. One of the things you've got to learn is that you can't make statements that are untrue when addressing the Senate. You can't mislead the public nor the Senate.